Well, Joe Carlson is with us, the principal at the Holy Name Catholic School. And I remember last year we were together, Joe, with a lot of dignitaries and a lot of folks from the diocese talking about a high school that would be coming back to Escanaba. And then the virus came, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, that hasn't killed the plans, though, has it? So talk about what has happened since and where we're going, you know, forward here.
Yeah, Jack, thanks for the opportunity to be on the air with you. And yeah, so, you know what, the virus, the silver lining of the virus is that we've seen that we can do some online things, which I think will expand some of our opportunities for students across the diocese to join in and enroll at Holy Name and have a Catholic high school experience, as there are no Catholic high schools in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So that's really kind of opened our eyes and opened some doors. The other thing is we've for something that doesn't exist, we've been blessed with some good fundraising for it, and we feel and we're confident that once we announced, as we did yesterday, that we are going to open it, that there are a lot of benefactors on the wings that were kind of waiting for this to happen. And we met with our bishop a few weeks ago, our superintendent of Catholic schools, and we kind of gave the state of the state, this is where we're at, and this is why we think it will work. And the bishop kind of said, just made the announcement, anybody else have anything to say? And we said no, and he says, okay, well, I've made a decision, Holy Name will open to freshmen and sophomores in the fall of 21. And so that's what we've been going with, preparing. We've got the packets, the enrollment packets ready to go. And so we're very excited, Jack.
So let's talk finances, because obviously there's a lot of work that goes into having a high school where
sure.
You have had just the elementary and middle school for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the finance, we still have to grow, you know, we want to work on our endowment so we don't have to fundraise every year. Right now, we do have to fundraise some funds every year for operational expenses based on our current enrollment, and hopefully if we have more kids than we expect, that'll alleviate some of those expenses. But, you know, so we're still going to work on those endowments just as we are for our school here at the school for scholarship and building endowments. Those are always going to be there, and it's always nice when you can grow those. But we feel like we're in a good spot financially to get the first couple years covered, and that's going to allow us to continue to work on the finances. The other thing, Jack, that has really helped us is recently St. Anne's School, the school there, has opened up, and we feel that's close enough to Holy Name. And one of the things that we've been talking about, and I took some staff over to tour it, is that's a possibility of opening St. Anne's and moving our early childhood program over there, perhaps our preschool through kindergarten over there, and kind of make it an early childhood learning center. And then that would open up classrooms here in our current building without having to build a $4.2 million addition. So our campaign really almost got cut in half our goals. We're still hoping to, like I said, increase those endowments so we don't have to do the annual yearly fundraising, and just allows us to offer more opportunities for our high school students. But that has certainly helped us because we have the space now without having to build a new addition.
Okay, talk about programming. I know that's a work in progress, but
yep.
Families are going to want to know, and they're going to want to make their decisions, you know, not too far from now. You know, what
sure.
What kind of programming will we have? How will it compare with the Escanaba High School? Will there be, you know, opportunities for kids to continue to take those career tech classes at the ISD and in the early
sure.
Middle college through Bay College? So talk about that side of it, the secular curriculum.
Sure, yeah, and you're right on. It's a work in progress. We are going to have a different offering. We are going to be a classical high school, so we're going to have a heavy focus on, obviously, the faith, and then reading the good books, the classical literature, the beautiful history, and kind of our history as a story. And so those things are going to be unique to us. However, those opportunities at our local ISD that they offer are available to our students. Same with the Bay Middle College. Those are things that details that we still have to work out, but those are opportunities that would be available to our students. And some of those are going to be some fees that we have to discuss with how to work those out. And I honestly don't have all those answers yet, but But I know that they're available, and we're going to work to seek out and give our students those opportunities so they can benefit from them.
Lastly, Joe, what kind of a outpouring of support do you think you're going to have from families? In other words, you know, what's your target, I guess, is a better way of asking you, of first-year incoming students for the high school portion?
Yeah, so it's a good question. In our budget, we had budgeted 10 students between the freshman and sophomore class. That's kind of we felt that was a conservative, reachable goal. So a small number. However, I can tell you that I've had about 8 families already contact me yesterday in the first 3 hours of our announcement and said that their kids will be at Holy Name. So, and that includes a mixture of freshmen and sophomores. So I think we'll be beyond that. And, you know, he was even talking to a priest today from another area. He was super excited. He says, I've got a family that is really interested. So we think that there's going to be several students that are interested remotely attending Holy Name.
Well, Joe Carlson, the principal at Holy Name, thank you for doing this. And I know we'll be talking again down the road here as we get closer to the time.
That sounds great, Jack. Now is the time, and we hope down the road, once we have some athletics rolling, that you can be the voice of the Crusaders as well.
Ah, yes. I was going to bring up the Holy Name Crusaders and maybe get the basketball program and football. You know, you never know, right?
Down the road. You never know. Yeah, down the road.
All right.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate
it. God bless.
Take care. God bless. Bye now.